Fine. Someone cuffs out exact. Someone's so Kav brings down that when as covered a bracha, he's supposed to say the pass, the place which is cooked very well. What's the reason why it's covered a bracha? That it should be the place which is baked well, makam akasha, and not the place which is like more soft. Bemtsiusa. He brings down that if you have a place which is burnt or got like ashes on it, so you shouldn't do it over there. As far as covered a bracha. So Ramah says, in our pass, you should cut a little bit on the side. Mat mitzad elyon v'tachten. Now, let me ask you to get our bread, the Matzias says, the Shaila is like, when you bake bread, is that the Matzias have part which is like better baked, you know, then now the oven's a little bit better than they were in the olden days. Because the Aruch HaShulchan brings down, you have a bagel, he says that bagel be done, there's no shaychas, it's all baked equal. And if you have a bagel, he says that over there everything's nefa equal, and therefore it's not going to be ish. It's all equally nefa hatef. I think the Matzias is, I don't know, I think the Matzias is on our, definitely the bakery challahs, and then how's we're getting the wife makes challahs?
Yeah.
And sometimes parts are better.
Sometimes parts are more better.
Home challah could be, I'm saying. It's been a while, you know, it's been a couple of years. But Al-Kopanim, so Al-Kopanim over there. Yeah.
But the end of the loaf is even bakery challah. I'm saying, wouldn't that be considered baked better?
It's more
kasha. People have more hanah from the ends of the challah, I think.
Yeah, people enjoy. Okay, maybe. Saying if it's harder and more cooked and more whatever.
Yeah.
It's not because it's more exposed, less stuff in between, so therefore it's like more, you're getting more crust saying, as opposed to, I think there's
that
more crust.
That wouldn't be considered baked better?
Not baked better, just like getting more crust. Okay, and, you know, if that's in season, only have it, then about, you know, about it.
But anyway, the fidra amar, you would cut it on the side at the end. Louis, hey, that this was a mila. It's not, it is cooked better. So then you would flip the chal on the side and then cut it at the end.
The part which is cooked best, I mean.
Meaning you would flip it on the side and you would cut it down with your normal.
Yeah, same. But if, you know, that means it's, but yeah, you know, let me tell you. And it's this. Yeah, so Mechaber brings down that when you should cut before the bracha a little bit. While we're trying to have at least of a hefsek. It's a lot of hefsek. Between the bracha and the chile, you know, you have at least hefsek possible. There's a ben shchai. I'm sorry, they says you're not even supposed to like look at the clock in between. Like, you're supposed to like just like cut it, eat, you know, you're supposed to do it, do it as quick as possible. So how much supposed to cut it? So it says if you hold the prusa, that it has to be still shalim. In other words, if you cut it too much, it's not gonna be shalim. So the gather is if you hold the smaller part, the whole kicker would come up with it, then it's considered shalim. If it's gonna break, then it's going to be a problem. Now, probably you have a very big challah and there's gravity, and because of that, it's just like, you know, you hold it up from the corner, the whole thing breaks, so it's not that's not the mechuvan, right? You know, that obviously that's not what we're talking about. It means that, you know, obviously nothing to do with gravity. I'm saying it's not, I don't think it's considered. And if it's even called a mashu, right? If you hold it from the tip, which fall apart, probably, right?
Right.
It means it's cut enough that the pshat is that, you know, it's a good part off, and therefore it doesn't have a din of a shot. On Shabbos, we want it to be like a mishnah, we have to have a shalom. If on Shabbos, it's supposed to cut it, and over here it's not put down, but in Rish Ayin Das, it's like a little ration, where you're going to do it. Why is it put to make a ration? Just us, so we at least have six possible. So you make the ration, we can just go right over there, which. I have to know also now there's
I found that it makes more of a hefsek.
More of a hefsek, if I'm right. That's what I'm saying. I'm just not saying. You know, a lot of times, like, you know, like you're saying, like, you end up losing, losing anything. Because the different Shabbos, not just the guy. Now, together, Lech Mishnah and Shabbos, mentioned the best, mentioned quickly, that was considered Lech Mishnah when you get a Shabbos. So it's true from the Bar Moshe had, like, it was during the war, and, like, they couldn't get shleimim, and the shleimim were very, very, very expensive because they got a challah, which was, like, totally shalim. Yeah, people paying a lot of money for it, so I mean, it turned out striking. Okay, but it was going up. So anyhow, the gedder is it's were in Ervin that they used to mafresh challah from the challah. So and still considered shalom. So the Shai Tshuva says the gedder is a shir challah. You know, if it's less than Shechal is 148, 124th. If it's not, you know, you could have got it with 148. If it's missing less than 2%, it's like Shalom. That's the Shari Chuva writes, Meshach and Dalit. Shari Vichidish. The Shem Zalm, which goes together, is how a person is Shachas to it. Like, it wouldn't be Shabbos. So, do you walk into the store and you see, like, oh, it's missing a little bit? Then you say, ah, you know, the bakery, they sold me, like, it wasn't Shalom. And you buy a roll. It's like one person is Shachas, it's not Shalom. It more or less looks Shalom.
Who says this?
Shem Zalm. Birthday and Shabbos somewhere over there, and that's going to be together of Shalom B'negei Lechemish. Anyhow, B'negei Tals, because of Shabbos, you don't cut because you want it to, in order to be Shalom. Now, how much supposed to cut? It says that he's supposed to cut more than Gzayas, less than a Kibetza. What's the reason why? Because more than Kibetza, it looks like you're Rafson and you're, therefore, it's not the correct thing to do. Now, depending on, let's say, the mill and if you cut the middle of the bread on the non-sliced pieces, depending on what your shear kibetza is, which we'll get to in, you know, I have to go through his brachas, because I don't know who said what, but there's two of the kitzurim, one is a bracha and the pesachachuvis. One of them said slice of bread was a little slice of bread. It was two kibetzas, and one said it was like a kibetza. Something like that. They said, like, it was like, mom, it's like a power. Was like, ew.
Different size.
No. It's like, oh, that's a bracha. Really? I said, like, you know, like, what's going on? And maybe, I don't, maybe, no, maybe it's a banner book. I forget. It was like, maybe it was a bracha in the banner book. I was like, the shrimp were like, way off. And, like, you know, so I said, like, what's going on over here? So they told me, they both went to Rav Yashiv. And one of them, Rav Yashiv, told that you count the air holes. And one says you don't count the air holes. So if you count the air holes, then it's pretty big, right? So I think if you don't count the air holes, then it's going to be like, you know, you know a lot. That was the vikuach of the machlekes. It's good, it's like, you know, whatever. It's stream of Shabura. It's coming off the Mishnayis. We'll say in Uksin, you know, we'll get to the Hamshech in terms of that. But anyhow, so it gets a slice of brachas. Well, I think he was the smallest here. So every time a mill slice of bread, like one piece of bread, already it's more like a kibetza. That's a ravson. So like, what's going on over here? He says it's not Ravson. If that's the size of one piece of bread, then avada, you know, that's not going to be an issue. And whatever the normal middle-sized piece of bread, means, you know, that's something which would be okay. Right, so on Shabbos, it says you should cut a big piece, and then you're supposed to cut from every piece for yourself, and then from your piece, you're supposed to give out to everyone else. Therefore, on Shabbos, obviously, it can be a much bigger piece. So you cut, like, you know, cut the chal like that, you take a nice big piece, and then from your sides, go ahead and you start giving out the chalas.
If you're a righty, so you hold the knife in the right hand and the loaf in the left, right?
No. When you make the bracha, it says you have your 10 hands on the bread.
No, when you make
bracha
the
bracha. You make the bracha. The 10 hands, can I get the 10 slices of pass? This is a tesis. Shami, tesis brings down. Okay, so bracha from somewhere. I'm sure right now when you say Hashem, you should, like, pick up the bread a little bit. Yeah, and if you're wearing gloves, very. If you're Hashem, you can be a kicker, which happens about lunch time. If you're staying, you should pick up both of them. So. Now, if you're wearing gloves, so I'm sure brings down, so you should, you know, take off the gloves, because you're supposed to have your hands on the bread, and therefore, you should go ahead and do it. Fine. Sifei discusses the whole union of the salt. So, you're supposed to have salt on the table, two reasons. One reason you're supposed to have salt is because kavod habracha, you give it a little lift and something to taste. It should really taste well, it's kavod habracha. So that shouldn't have to worry, you should be mafsik, they got salt, right? And the other reason is because the shulchan is doing well in mizbeach, and therefore it's doing well in mizbeach, therefore and it's like a carbon, the chil is like a carbon, therefore a carbon is a tiger of melech. So you know, state that the shulchan is doing mizbeach, and the chil is like a carbon, therefore you have to have salt on the carbon. Shad Sam brings down that being the shulchan is mizbeach, you're not allowed to kill a bug on the shulchan. You know, there's a lot of bugs in the old days, right? Hosnida, kina, motherfucker. You're not supposed to do it. The Archa Shulchan brings down who didn't allow to do any devil mice on the table. And this can be the gay sometimes, like, you know, you change a diaper. So you could have a diaper in the living room. So I don't know, sometimes we just like do it on the table, it's supposed to do it on the floor or something like that. The mice are not supposed to do it. It's, you know, it's done with mizbeach, and therefore you're not supposed to do it.
What was the first reason?
No, first reason why having salt?
Yeah.
Kavod HaBracha. It tastes good.
So isn't there a third reason of, that it protects? That it's megan?
It's more the titsa, I'm saying. I think that's another reason. I mean, that's what it does, I'm saying. But like, it's skula shavai, I'm saying. Fine. Now, so Achashok is any double moist, can't do any tables. L'chor, changing a diaper on the table, L'chor, sometimes be a problem. The Sefer Chassidim brings down that you're not supposed to be jumping on the table, right? The kids, right? Kids should be jumping on the table. Because the name is Beah, right? Famous story of the Biskara, right? First couple of times having a Hasifa of Rabbanim, and then when the kids jumped on the table, and like, you know, these kind of, the kids are finally, after a while, like, when everyone's telling, like, why are you mechanic and children? So he said, this is chinuch. So chinuch is like, your goal is, you know, when he's an adult, something that he should be trained, and I guarantee him he's by mitzvah, he's not going to be jumping on the table. Yeah? Therefore, he said, this is chinuch, and chinuch is azach. Anyhow, which time, it's a stami saying chinuch. That time, you can't get caught up in the moment. You know, if they just have a broader picture and, you know, looking at everything is the goal, the safe dover as opposed to the present moment. But anyhow, the kids are nice, it's the shulchan's dam is veich, therefore you can do double moist, you shouldn't be jumping on the table. Now the salt, some chayav brings down that our salt, the mice, our bread already, it's, already has tavlinim, and or if you don't want it, so he says, then nechum is not so much a reason to have the salt, but the mice is a mitzvah to have the salt, like we said before, because dam is veich, also, we'll make an apprentice, yes, but then we'll make an apprentice, and if we want to have salt on the table. So, it's an interesting discussion. Rosh Hashanah, right? Rosh Hashanah is the minute people have honey. So, is there a Indian also to have salt? And I saw, you still have all these fires with the Mizbeach, and so bring down the Shema Zalman used to have full salt on the table, even though he wasn't. Used to be salt on the table because Mice had this fire with the Mizbeach, and therefore he used to have salt on the table. Hashem came the stipend of the Maisa, they bring down that he didn't have salt on the table. The Kavachayim, this is some people do, he used to do one side honey, one side salt. Now the Kayim both, right, tastes interesting. But, Hashem came in the Chazanish and the stipler, Shem Zalman. They only did it in honey. I think most people in the staff can't get down to salt. I think with the money, right? You have made the salt on Rosh Hashanah.
So at least have it on the table.
On the table, yeah, on the table, yeah, table. But the actual dipping thing, the minute, with the money, the minute, so it's not like that. Fine. Now, he says necessarily mapstick between the bracha and the chila. Like we mentioned that, if Bish Chesed, you should even look at your, watch. The place can say, like, a lot of times, you know, we spoke us when we do on Tuesday night.
So that extends to Lashon Rabba, that?
What, the honey?
The honey and not the salt?
So that's your minhag, I guess. I'm saying that's your minhag. I'm saying, we don't play around minhag. So a lot of times, like, people have these, like, conversations about talking, a new shah, this, you know, all these things are about something. So that's like, and that's what's the mafsik between the bracha, la'achila, all these things, the mice would be silly problem. Now, somebody's mafsik, if it was not minyan, the suda, or not bring in the achila, so then one has to if it's not meaning the dvar shem barakah of the past, so then yeah, the maisa that or meaning sooner the maisa you'd have to go ahead and make a bracha even be diavet. No matter what, it shouldn't be mafsik if one brings down. And because it's clean, it should be mafsik, but if one would be mafsik, he says bring the salt, or he says go feed the animals, or something like that. So because of all those, achil, you shouldn't be mafsik. It might be the if one would do that, it would not go ahead and be mafsik. So a couple of shahs come up like this. One is that, let's say you hear another bracha, should you answer amen or not?
It's a nine, but that's.
So between the Tesei Daim and Hamoitzi, you should answer Amen. Between Hamoitzi and the actual bracha, you should answer Amen. You can't be mafsik. You made a bracha. You have to make a bracha. To make a shako, you can't answer another bracha. Now, but the Eved, if you went ahead and you were mafsik, you answered Amen. So there's a big mekuchim back and forth. You make a bracha, I'll make a bracha. Amen. So Shemazam is machria that if it's like a different bracha, so I made a shako or something, so he says you have to go ahead and make another bracha. If it's a bracha on Tesei Daim or a Maitzi, already says that's my Indian, whatever, you know, brings rise that b'diavad you not make a bracha. You not have to make a bracha. Well, my son, you should not go ahead and you should not go ahead and answer amen. You have to make the bracha. Which probably is not the chiddush. You take the dibur. Not supposed to see right away. So you take the dibur, and it shouldn't be. You shouldn't have a hafsek, and you should go ahead and eat right away.
After tina's time, you could answer amen.
Yeah, everything has a man. It's only between a mighty and.
And they're also saying that stam noises, new asha, is a problem?
Yeah. Saying what?
The Mishnah Berurah says, afilu on this halacha, afilu teva achas. So one of the eichlim said a shah. He now goes and makes a bracha, shah is not a man.
No, so he wouldn't make a bracha with the evidence. It's a hefsek. It's like doing a maisa. You know, it's like the girl from a maisa, right? Uh-huh. Maisa or going like that or whatever. So all those things. You would not make another bracha, but once you're not going to act with a man, you'd be hefsek. Now, b'negiyah etzem din of giving food to your animals. So it says right down, there's also a person to eat before you give your animals. So you may think that's negiyah, right? You have animals, right? But as your kids grow up, you might get some animals. We have had times we had like whole, like, I don't know. But I'll go find him. So then, you know, this halacha is going to be negiyah. Now they give, yeah, well, these halachas sad. Somewhat like a, what this thing's called, Igor? I don't know what this thing's called. I'm on Shabbos, like, it, like, so open up the cage and ran out, but I don't know, like, okay, yeah. But anyhow, so because you're not give the food, now this is, so, therefore it says if you say give the animal food, so that's not going to be considered a, that's not going to say hefsek, because that's it's sarkasuda, because yours also beauty before your animal. So Kabbalah is mitigated. From a shrewd example, the Sefer Chazin, the one drinking Zmotar, we see by Rivka, right? Rivka, she went and gave Gamla Gamal Cheshka. So we see that number one, drinking is going to be Mutter. There's a Yavitz, which says that they have dogs or cats, which they could fend for themselves, right? So if they could fend for themselves, so then, that's when there's no halacha. There's no halacha. It's like, then it's not a halacha. I mean, someone's going to put a halacha. So it's going to be a problem. Right? So they could just fend for themselves. And that also.
Yeah, house dogs and cats can't.
Oh, okay, fine. I'm saying, yeah, it's in the house, whatever. There's another halacha that it's only din in the person who owns the animal. Like, if your son owns the animal, you don't have to, it's not your problem. He can eat. Or the Baal Bais, right? Baal Bais owns, he has animals. So. If he has animals, so his family could eat. They don't have to wait. You know, there's a stafka done in him. He can eat for them, but, you know, other people also could eat.
What about fish?
There's one last halacha there. If you have a shliach, it's more than if you have a shliach, right? So if you have somebody else, it doesn't be somebody who's going to take care of it, and you make a shliach or something, then it's not going to come. Fish. So right from fish. What's right from fish again? Fine. Now somebody talked. It was mafsik. So the law is like this, that this is very important. This is every time you eat. That when are you allowed to start talking? So for example, the chayadam and the ram, is it for when you swallow or even when you time it? So mishpura is not, about the chili, you should not talk until you finish swallowing. For example, the chayadam, tzarchiyan, like maybe if a person was already toyimid already, so maybe the bracha is michal, because maybe tima, even though tima is a shayla, whether you have to make a bracha on tima, but maybe it's different, because that's in the chalitza bracha, whether you're just doing a tima, but where you mice you and then the bracha is matter the tima, and it's a chilik, and it's more than that, the tima is a chilik of the achila. It's tima, you spit it out, maybe it doesn't need a bracha, right? I mean, it's a shaling more tafidala, but here it's a chilik of the achila, so therefore. I have a kriya that's a mechayvet, and you know, we're supposed to go karachav. Avad hachachila, one should not talk until after he saw the food. And if he talked, it's very interesting. Ramah's limb to bring down a lot. That's the two cases. There's I'm making a bracha, and I ate, and you talked before you ate. There's another case which I made a bracha, I talked, I messed up my bracha, and now Shazza, your bracha is good. So the Rambam brings down that's still going to retain to make a bracha. Dafka if you talk before the bitzei ate, but afterwards it's not going to be a mafsik, even though other people didn't eat. In other words, if I made a bracha, I ate, and you spoke, so it's chabit yev, the Rambam says. And that Mishra means, like, all Akhenu argue on that. They say, what do you mean? Just because Brock's half for me, it's not half for you. It's not half for you. So, you know, what does it help the fact that my brachas chav, a mitzvah few that was considered, you just considered to have sex. I guess involved in the shmeika. You know how much you misaches to the mevarich. Could be like, you know, if you're like being up for the mevarich chav and the brachas chav, so maybe if you learn like the shemay and the or making bracha and they still suit each other and being the brachas chav, so therefore not considered to have sex. You know, some type of like down the Rama. But come on, for reason all the chavim achil give all the chamaisa. If you talk, it'd be a problem. What was the other way around? The Mavarich talked and other people didn't talk. So the bracha says Safi and Medina. Why, what's the shayla? It's also against the Baal of Shmai Kaina. In other words, I made a bracha and then you heard. But now it's for me the bracha and the bracha of Atala because I talk. Shad does work if you are not. So Allah has a bracha about it. That he says Safi and Medina and the Maisa al Chamaisa. We probably say Safi and Medina. In that case, you would not go ahead and make a bracha.
The Ramah's also, even the Ramah in the first case is B'diavet, right?
Yeah, but they don't talk. Yeah. Fine, now somebody didn't make a Maitzi, if you remember the Suda, but he make the Bracha. But if you know, once you finish, you know, there's a Kanal of Brachas, it's okay. Safak Birkas Maitzi, Mishpur says you'll make a Bracha. The issue is around, says you have to make another Bracha. But Safak Birkas Maitzi, because he holds that Birkas Maitzi is your Isa. So it's in the case of Bracha, right? But more starts off saying the Kavachoymer. When you fully make a Bracha, of course, you can't show Rav. So the Rambam learned that Shaz is a Kavachimer, so therefore it's Kavachimer Gamma, and I like the Isis, and therefore it's a Kavachimer Gamma, and therefore it's a Kavachimer Gamma, and therefore it's a Kavachimer Gamma. But otherwise, you know, we pass on like that, then it's a Kavachimer Gamma would be Lakula. Chai means that if you had Mokam Moiz made a Shakal, you can use it with the Evid. So this is very important. The Berlach brings down, he made a Mezainus. What's Lach Mezainus? So he brings down from the Drisha, the Mezainus is a Bracha Klal, you can use it with the Evid. This happens, you get the Shadow every once in a while. That Lemaisa, if a person made a mezainis, mezainis is a bracha kalli. If I'm mistaken, I made a mezainis on, I don't know what. What's the clay? What case came up? Why make a mezainis? They thought it was.
I can't tell the difference between like couscous and like other things that are.
But something like that. So I could say there was a dummy made a mezainis.
Right.
Shaz, what's the lachas? Meisa, state, and Jisha, it's a bracha kalli, and he ate a bidiyavit. Mezainis, we can say the bracha kalli. Now, Ramesha. Sometimes in bracha klali, right? People think like you have the shackle trick, right? You make shackle, a kol b'seder, and someone has brachas, and the kol calls b'seder. The message stated later on that shackle is only after you learn, then you don't know the halacha, then you can make a bracha klali. Bavada l'chachila, you can't do a bracha klali, and each thing needs bracha mavurla. If you didn't learn, you have to find out, you know, pick up the phone and you find out. That's number one. Number two is when Moshe has a baby chamra, he says, when you make a bracha, which is b'diavet, he says, that's just matter, that's not a bracha v'atala. But we have the Hemshech Achille, says you can't do that. Doesn't know that. He says because that the Ma'is is not the proper bracha. So he says you have to eat a little bit and like do a Shini Makam. Take one bite, you made a bracha, you made a shakal, and I goes, oh no, it's Adama, or maybe Zain is Adama, he wants you just to take a mashu and make a Shini Makam. The stomach is like, definitely not like that. But you know, that's another reason, you know, don't go too often to the Hamoitzi trick. The Bracha Klali trick. Sorry. Fine. Now the next couple of seven discuss about terms like in kfias. This is very important. When you make a bracha, that's when you have to have some type of kfias. And as you both have to be sitting, standing, one big set of kfias. This happens sometimes like, you know, you wash, it's taking a long time to everyone sit down, and, you know, wife's going there, and so kids of batsim, she only has to be the avid because she doesn't have a kfias. Batsim, you should. That's when you're supposed to wait till everyone's sitting down. Because if one person's standing, the might say they're not achilik kriyas, and therefore that's something that's going to be v'diyevet. For sure, enough, the mangan of Ram, benegeya, if somebody is traveling, is that called kriyas or not? So he says that if you're in a wagon, some like Ram's Musubak, not sure. All together, malachim dami. There's a boat, this pashas kriyas gam.
What's the shot?
Say some say this far the chilka boat is in terms of like the boat is more a car is more moving, right? The boat and the other more messiah.
What the water is moving.
What means that the boat is more definitely the siachsis bin Adam is like, you know, you're kavor, you're there and there. You know, it's moving in the water, much like in a car is like, you know, rumbling along. So where this is very negay is when you get a zeman on a zeman when you're in a car. So you're on a trip and know, you're doing all nighter and you're in the car. So my Ram says that's a suffix, but that's considered a tzirif. Kibbutzadik Gimel is brought out that it's suffixing, it's suffixing. But I'm thinking if you're on a airplane, so but that's more doing with a boat, and therefore doing with the boat, so then a person could go ahead and. And that would be
so. So, demon, the Lumaisan, you wouldn't make a demon in a car?
Hold on a second. So, by three, I think with the money, Shavuot says over there, by three, anyhow, there's no shame. No, he's collecting 3 and 10, if I remember correctly. What was that? Consider Gemma. Yeah, so you're not supposed
to. Mr. Bruce
Master, that. The Chenzo here is a. Sorry, he says you shouldn't do it. He says three you should do. And ten.
I'm sorry, where's
this? He says this is a class time of Zimon because it's suffix, so by ten it's not as well at all. But by three, it's a suffix. You go ahead and do it. That comes up often in terms of. Fine. So he now discusses who should be the Beitzeya. So he says that the really best Abayi should be the Beitzeya, but if the Abayi is not being giving out, then he brings down that the Suma Rabbi you go through the Gadol. Kohen brings down one is a Kohen is a Ma'ala Kohen, but not if he's not a Chacham Rabbi goes before Kohen, and that's together in terms of who's Beitzeya. The mouthing nowadays people just do the balabayas, but fine. Now the you're not allowed to taste until the betzaya eats. If you're eating from his kikar, so therefore you shouldn't be time. Now tell us should you cut everybody and then take your piece, or you should eat your piece right away in order to be a half six. So Shurbin goes more noita like the Taz. That Taz says that anyhow, they can't eat until you eat. Therefore, it's considered half segment brachal achila. And therefore, what we should do is you should first be toyim, and then after you have to everybody. So, as you cut, what you do is you cut a big piece, and then you cut yourself a piece, eat, then you'll start eating, and then afterwards, you cut and you give out to everyone and to give out and give everyone else. Getting late. Finish up over here. Mechaber brings down Ainu B'tzerash L'B'tzerash L'Amein Perilainim. The bracha is only finished when right people answer Amein. It means a chalik of the bracha. And the alumnus is a chiddush, but it's a chalik of the bracha. And therefore, it's also a gay diving. You don't call the next bracha until right Ainu answered. It's the sefer bracha. And you shouldn't cut until they answer Amein.
Why should we answer it right or call?
I think that's right. I think. That when you put seya, so you're now supposed to hand it over, because that's the sign of avelus. Precious tzim biyodeh, remember from the pus amoytzi. So number one, this applies only to amoytzi. It doesn't apply to stam handing bread. But you're not supposed to hand because it's just a sign of avelus. And tzarechel, so you can't throw it, right? You're saying zor can pass, right? You can't throw it and you can't hand it, right? So you just have to put it down in front of them, basically. And that's life and how a person has to do it.
Is there any clause to that? Just when I was younger, I ate at a number of different Yishalmi mishpachas, and they toss the bread.
Toss the bread.
Yeah, Shavuot comes with some sefer. That's the little sense.
Yeah, why?
The bread is doing the carbon, and the cutting is the shechita, and the throwing is the zrikim.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. If I see, the Tzachav discusses the harvest, that normally there's a harvest when it comes to bracha, so brachas and enem, there's no harvest on it, and therefore you cannot make a bracha besides Kiddush, or Lishon Shel Pesach, that's the only time a person has it in harvest. It says we make a bracha for ketanim, so that's chinuch, you're allowed to do it, you can say the bracha with them. They say Udin Bali Tshuva, even though the Gdolim, but that's in order to teach them, it's the same thing. Even says Ktana, but Ktana loved Avka, kind of an example of somebody teaching, and Udin by Gdolim would be the same thing. It's pronounced a Kavod HaBracha, which represents the Kaf, you shouldn't give the Hamoitzi to a Goy, or or the animal. It's not covered for the thing which had a chalais bracha on it. It won't be considered covered. So one last thing to give this is that the end of the bread. The question is any makar at the end of the challah, right? So some say it's a skula, so they give it to the ladies, right?
Never heard of that. I heard it's a kashul shikha.
Kashul shikha, maybe. It's an ain makar. So the makar is like this. The makar maybe would be as it's switching from the Bar Maisha. Also, Yishalmi, what says in Shumas, they have to be worried about what the Bubba say. Uh-huh. Things which are like whatever, but the Bubba's have certain things. There's a couple examples, like things that, hey, Makar, but it's like the Bubba, so it's sort of the Chesh Lebriyasa, that's the Lashon Yishalmi. So some say, Zahulich, you know, this is part of that. You know, this comes from the Bubba, the Ishmanik is a.
Which thing, that it's good
not or it's not? To give, not to give the end. I want to show you Chaim said, "Shtiyot, Frankenevsky said, no, it's not a problem."
Is that even Laniach with that? Is that enough of a reason to be mafsik between the bracha and cut off the end of the bread? Because I'm asking my mice, I know somebody that does it.
The what?
They make the bracha, and then they cut off the ends of the bread, and then cut the.
Why do you do that? Why just cut? You're supposed to cut your big piece and start cutting from there.
So they said that there was a mice that they saw Reb Chaim do it also, even though he said there was no car for the ends. And he said the reason why he cuts off the end is so that the whole thing should be the first piece.
He cuts off two ends. That I saw this also. He cuts like this and like this, and then the whole chal becomes the first piece.
And now everyone gets to
kill. Because he cuts both ends first, and now the whole chal is much like the whole.
Okay.
I don't know if it's true or not.
But.
I mean, that's
it. I guess twins, because we'll get to the pass against. And then next week, they talk about which the order of the pass. So, and one is. Which pass to make a bracha? And one is in Stam, all Kedimas is only if you want to have both. You don't have one, both, and you only need one. Kedima is first, not first or second. If there's no whatever, then there's no din Kedimas. Basically, which comes out that Zayimim goes first, then the Mela Shalom, then you have the Mela of Sam, which is Naki, and then afterwards is going to be God. Okay, next week, the pass to make a Sam Hashem.